Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Criminals target wineries and vineyards. High-value goods and limited security make easy targets. Wineries and vineyards are increasingly becoming the focus of criminal activities, driven by the high value of wine and winemaking equipment, expansive and often isolated properties, and sometimes limited security measures. The unique nature of the products, combined with the potential for substantial financial gain, makes these businesses attractive targets for thieves and vandals. Enhanced security protocols and vigilance are essential to safeguard these vital assets in the wine industry. Targeted by criminals, wineries and vineyards. High value of goods. Wineries and vineyards often have high-value products such as wine, equipment, and raw materials. Wine, especially premium and vintage bottles, can be very expensive, making them lucrative targets for theft. Equipment used in winemaking, such as barrels, presses, and fermentation tanks, can also be valuable. Large, isolated properties. Vineyards typically cover large areas and are often situated in rural or semi-rural locations. These properties can be difficult to secure comprehensively and may have fewer immediate neighbors or passers-by, providing criminals with more opportunities to act without being noticed. Seasonal activity. The activity level at vineyards can be seasonal, with certain times of the year being busier than others, e.g., harvest season. During off-peak times, there may be fewer staff on site, reducing the chances of encountering someone during a break-in. Limited security measures. Smaller or less financially robust wineries might not have extensive security systems in place. This could include minimal surveillance, fewer security personnel, or inadequate fencing and lighting, making them more vulnerable to theft and vandalism. Market for stolen goods. There is a market for stolen wine and equipment. Stolen wine can be sold to collectors, restaurants, or even internationally. Stolen equipment can be sold to other vineyards or winemaking facilities. Cash transactions. Some wineries may handle a significant amount of cash, particularly those that have on-site tasting rooms or sell directly to visitors. Cash is an attractive target for thieves because it is untraceable and easily transported. Lack of immediate reporting. If theft occurs in a remote part of the vineyard or outside of normal business hours, it might not be discovered immediately. This delay in discovery and reporting gives criminals more time to escape and dispose of the stolen goods. Unique products. Wine from certain regions or specific vineyards can be unique and highly sought after. This uniqueness can drive up the desirability and value of stolen wine on the black market. Vineyards and wineries must adopt robust security measures to protect their assets, including surveillance systems, secure storage facilities, and regular security patrols. eTurboNews.com. Copyright Dr. Eleanor Gerley. This copyright article, including photos, may not be reproduced without written permission from the author. This is a four-part series. Stay tuned for part two next Friday. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.